Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about the Great Exchange. The Great Exchange, something I've been thinking about lately, and hopefully I can get this across in words, but it's something I've been thinking about lately, this idea of the Great Exchange. I first began to think about this in the area of workouts. I was working out, and I felt like God, just some things I've learned over, well, probably many years now, but it kind of got to this point where I felt like God was saying, let's not use your energy and your effort when you're working out. Use mine. Don't use your energy. You give me your effort and work, and you give that to me. And why don't you take my health? Why don't you take my work? Why don't you take my strength, my energy, and let that flow through you? Let that do the work. And all of a sudden, as I began to do this, just my ability to work out, the performance in the workouts greatly increased, number one. But at the same time, it's like I wasn't tired. My performance was greatly increasing, but it's like I was fresh. It's like I could repeat the performance. I could do it again because I wasn't using my energy. And I feel like this applies in a lot of other areas. And what I've been seeking, guys, are how do we apply this? How do we apply this into all of the areas of our life? Because he's given us his peace to use, his joy to use, his love to flow through us. He's given us his life. The Apostle Paul says, the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God. He's given us his life to be flowing through us, abundant life to be flowing through us. His time, his finances, for example, don't use your money. Use God's finances that he's made available to you. Use his time. Save yours, give it to him. And in exchange, he'll give you back his time. This is something, like I said, I think we're going to be asking for God's help to understand this better today and for his help to grow in this. And how do we practically apply this into our lives? But we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer, to examine ourselves, get our hearts and minds in a good place before we get into our time of communion for today. So let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, their families, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better. That the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us, and let us find grace and favor in your eyes, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And we ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So now we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. Remember, you got to put the fun in the fundamentals. You got to make these fun and exciting, bring some energy and presence and focus into these things. But you master these four things: staying positioned in the light, magnifying that light, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today, and then taking action, doing the things that you know to do and doing them together with God. Use his energy, use his power, use his peace and joy and love to empower you in your day. You do those four things, it's going to make a huge difference in how your day goes. So number one, getting positioned in the light. This is the on-off switch. And actually, we're going to add one on here today. I don't have it typed on here today, but something I've been thinking about as well is humility. When we recognize that we're not positioned in the light, it takes humility. God gives grace to the humble. It's this gift of grace that allows us to be positioned in the light and have access to everything that God has. And it takes humility to make that happen. It takes humility to forgive, to humble ourselves and walk in forgiveness. To receive forgiveness from God, we have to go to him and humble ourselves, saying that we need forgiveness. Because those who humble themselves will be exalted. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled. So humility is a piece of this. Forgiveness is a big one. We're transferred into the light because of the forgiveness of sins. Receiving forgiveness from God, which requires humility on our part. Forgiving ourselves in the middle and walking in forgiveness with other people. And the motivation behind that forgiveness was love. God's love was the motivation behind the forgiveness. And receiving that love from him, loving yourself the way that he's loved you, and then loving others the way that he's loved you, letting that love flow through you. Love and light are one and the same thing. They're both God. Therefore, to walk in love is to walk in the light. And everything is received from God by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise. One of the greatest things we can do to stay positioned in the light today is to stay positioned in gratitude and praise. Whenever we get into complaining mode, venting our frustrations, all these types of things, immediately we're out of the light and we're into darkness. Immediately that shift happens. Whenever we step out of forgiveness or love, boom, the lights turn off. And it's not worth it. Because in the light, we have access to everything we're talking about today. So this is a great exchange where we have access to his spirit and his power, his presence, his love, his peace and joy, his mind and wisdom and answers we need to the problems that we face. His health and energy is available to flow through us. His time and finances are available. And so much more. Everything that he has, his purpose, his grace, everything is in there. And then we got to start to magnify that light. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. And it's all about what we're focused on. We're all magnifying something every day based on what we're focused on, what we're thinking about, what we're meditating on, what we're talking about all throughout the day. As you begin to meditate on the light, to meditate on God's word and his faithfulness and his love and all the good things about him, all that he's put inside of us already, it begins to expand that capacity where that light begins to grow, and it gives God a bigger place to work in our lives. It also helps it to get rooted and grounded in our hearts as we meditate on it, so that we become more fixed and immovable. When issues and problems come at us, we stay fixed and immovable, where we keep our positioning in the light. As we magnify that light and make it bigger and greater and stronger, it helps us to stay positioned in it more consistently. So to magnify the light is to magnify God's word, to just be rolling over his word and his promises, to give his word a higher place and priority in our lives, to make diligently studying his word a priority, to meditate on his unfailing love, his faithfulness. He'll never let us down. He'll never leave us or forsake us. He always fulfills his promises. To meditate on his mighty works, that nothing's impossible with him, to meditate on our righteousness in Christ. We've got peace with God. We've got his blessing and favor on our lives, and he wants to help today. To meditate on every good thing that he put within us. And some of this we're talking about today, these good things that are available to us in Christ. To meditate on whatever's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report, and all the things that are going well. Now, this is not denying that there's issues or problems, because we're going to have problems and issues in life, but it's choosing to bring them into the light and make God bigger than the problems. You've probably had this experience where you got some issue or problem, and the more you think about it, the more you roll it over in your mind, the more you talk about it, the more the problem grows bigger on the inside of you. That problem's getting magnified. This is just choosing to keep the problem the size it is and to magnify God as bigger than the problem, because he is. This is where we got to get good at recognizing some of the symptoms, because God does give us the choice. We could choose darkness. We could choose to stay positioned in darkness, choose to keep magnifying darkness by just thinking about and rolling over in our minds consistently all the ways we've been wronged, all the evil things that have been done to us, all the things that could have, should have, would have happened, to roll those issues and problems over and over, just toiling away in our mind, to just be dwelling on the bad things in the past, so I'm not willing to move forward in the future, to be worrying about all the things in the future, so I'm paralyzed today out of fear, to be trying to figure it all out and just toiling away in our minds. This is where we got to recognize the symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, like all that pressure and weight is on you. This is what I began to learn in darkness, or not in darkness, in my workouts. I was trying to force and make things happen in my workout, and instead began to let God do the work through me. Working out is a great way to start practicing this, actually, if you're not doing it already. A great way to start practicing this and learning how to apply this is in your workouts. And looking for these feelings inside of your workout that we're going to talk about. But it might feel hopeless, like you're trapped or you're stuck, your energy levels begin to diminish. What I would tell you, even in workouts, like I said, you could work out and have more energy the moment you finish the workout than when you started. And have it be one of the best workouts you've ever had. Perform at a significantly higher level, but have more energy when you finish than when you started. If we're using God's energy, God's strength to do it. Then when we're in darkness, there's fear and stress and worry, dread of the future, maybe confusion about what to do, which way to go. Vicious cycles, bad patterns just keep repeating themselves over and over. But when we're in the light, number one, there's rest in your soul. As I begin to learn this and applying this in workouts, it's like my head was at rest. It's like I'm visualizing almost God's helping me lift these weights, like his hands on the barbell, helping me lift weights or help me to do the cardio, whatever it is. There's rest in your soul. You're not trying to push and to force to make it happen. Everything feels free and easy and effortless. Your energy levels begin to rise up. All of a sudden, that peace that surpasses all understanding begins to flow. That joy of the Lord that is your strength flows. You've got hope in any and every situation. You get these aha moments, just these flashes of insight, flashes of brilliance, where you just know that you know this is the solution. This is the way to go. This is the thing to do. And the good news is, it only takes 1 second to turn it around if we get off track. This amazing gift of grace that we can just repent. But what does it take? It takes humility. It takes forgiveness. Just a very simple prayer. Father, forgive me for focusing on that, for getting off track, for doing that in my own strength when you give me yours to function in. Thank you. Thank you for your great love and all you've given us in Christ. And just start praising him and thanking him. 1 second later, you can turn around and be right back in. And all of a sudden, it will just start flowing suddenly just by changing your focus. And then we got to stay tuned in each day. Every day, God's trying to lead us to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. So every day, we got to stay tuned in for him. A good question I like to ask every day, and just get still and listen for a few minutes. God, what are you trying to show me today? What is the most important thing you want me to get out of today? Is there anything that I missed? If so, would you please repeat it? And you just stay tuned into him. You follow his leading all throughout the day. If you're ever unsure on which way to go or what to do, ask. Ask for his help and then wait for him to show you. If you ask him every single time, he'll show you what to do. Wait until you know. And then once you know, it's time to take action. What do you know to do today? Often we get these to-do lists of things building up on the inside, things in our conscience like, oh, I know I need to do that. I keep meaning to do that, but I keep putting it off and procrastinating on it. What do you know to do today. And then let's take action and let's do it the right way. Let's do it together with God. Let's do it relying on His peace and His joy and His love and His energy and His finances and His time. Let's do it relying and trusting on all these things that He's given us. Confident in Him. Confident in Him. And as you do this, it does something like magnetize you. Does something like magnetize you. Where Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of heaven and all these things will be added to your life. As you stay focused on Him, you stay, keep your positioning in the light. You begin to take action on the things that you know to do. And you do them using His strength and His peace and His energy and His power flowing through you. Does something like turns you into a magnet where it just begins to pull and add things to your life. God begins to add things to your life. Richly gives you all things to enjoy. So we're going to be taking communion over this today. Just thinking about this, the great exchange. Jesus says, whoever would lose his life would find it. Hey, I'm going to give you my life, Lord. You give me yours. I'm going to give you my purpose, my vision, my dreams. I'm going to give those to you. You give me yours. I'm going to give you my health. You give me yours in place. I'm going to give you my stress and worry and anxiety, and you give me your peace and your joy and your patience, your gentleness, your greatness. I'm going to give you the little bit that I have, and I'm going to get all this back in return. We can use His time. Think about this. When you go to pay for things with your money, just kind of visualize, kind of like I've been doing in the workouts. Hey, God's given me His finances to use. I'm going to use His money today. Imagine somebody gave you their credit card and said, hey, go buy the things that you need. You'd have a little different attitude when you went to pay. Number one, you'd want to be a good steward, not be wasteful of it. But number two, you'd be thankful when you paid. So it can change that transaction, this great exchange. So we're going to take communion over this. Father, I feel like you've been showing me just more and more about this principle. Number one, that it's available. Father, I'm asking for your help. That Jesus, and this is truly amazing, all that you've done for us. Asking for your help to help us understand and know all that you've made available to us. That's available to flow through us today. This day, today. Father, we're asking for your help to help us to know how to apply this, to function in this, to walk in this at greater and greater levels. We just thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And then he said, take it. Receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. He's given us all these amazing gifts in Christ. We've got to put them into practice. We've got to put them to work. We've got to use them. In Corinthians, it says, every time we take communion, we're proclaiming the death of Jesus, which is really important because in the case of an inheritance or a will or an estate, you have to prove the death to activate all the benefits. Look at all these benefits. Every time we take communion, we're proclaiming his death, which activates all these benefits to make them active and relevant and alive in our lives. So, Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant. In my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into light, makes all this possible. We have this covenant with God, this partnership with God, where he says, hey, everything I've got, we're partners. Everything I've got, you got access to. Everything I have, you have access to. Let's do this together. Let's do this together. That's good news. The gospel is the good news. Think about it. This is good news. Takes the humility of saying, God, in my own strength, my health, my purpose, my time, my finances aren't enough. But yours are. Let's do this together. I'll give you what I got. You give me everything you have. We'll have this great exchange. And I believe as you do this, and you experience this, you're just going to know his great love and his goodness and his kindness and his heart that much more. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take a juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Let's make today a masterpiece. Stay positioned in the light. Keep magnifying that light. Pay attention to those symptoms. If you ever get off track, you turn it around quickly. And we stay tuned in today for his leading and direction. And then we take action. Doing the things that we know to do, and we do it together with God. Relying on his grace, his power, his spirit, his energy, his time, his finances, his love. Everything flowing through you. We start putting this into practice. He's going to lead us day by day to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.